We are studying online through telecommunication and phone and internet, and we're studying about who are the sons of God in the Bible. Who are the sons of God in the Bible? We're going to go to Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. Now, we started out in Job, the first chapter and the second chapter, and we studied and we found out who the sons of God there were. And we're going to go now to the book of Ezekiel. But now, Job was written somewhere in this period of time here. It's debated how long and how old the book of Job was, from over here, after the flood, pre-flood, or the post-division of the earth and the language, division of the languages, sometime before Abraham, anyway. The book of Job was written. Moses knew about the book of Job. Jasher knew about the book of Job. The historian or the scribe, Jasher, that goes way back in time. And in Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, we're going to talk about Lucifer. Now, this is a dual prophecy. A dual prophecy means a double prophecy. One of them is talking about the king of Tyre, but now we're going to go talk about things that do not pertain to the king of Tyre, but to Lucifer or Hillel, the shining one. Lucifer comes from the Latin word that's translated from Hillel of the Hebrew, which means the shining one or the light one or the light carrier. There are three orders of angels: Lucifer's, or Hillel's, Gabriel's, and Michael's. Michael means who is like God. Gabriel means God is mighty. Now, Gabriel is, his angels and spirits are in the informational realm. They carry information. Michael is in the spiritual realm, which is a very powerful realm. And then Lucifer was in the material realm. Now, not all of Lucifer's angels and spirits went with him in rebellion, and not all of Gabriel's and Michael's. Some came from all of those realms, were influenced by Lucifer or Hillel. Now we go up here to the book of Ezekiel. Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, thus saith Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God. You had the seal of perfection. When God creates anything, he does not create it imperfect. And you might say, well, why did God create Satan? God did not create Satan. I want you to understand that right now. God did not create Satan. He created Hillel. And Hillel was a very beautiful, perfect creature. Michael was a very beautiful, perfect creature. Gabriel is a very beautiful, perfect creature. And they are all clothed. Those three of those are clothed. They have forms. But one thing that makes them dangerous, or what we might call worshipful also, is their volition, their freedom of choice. Without the freedom of choice, God could not get any glory from anything, because they would be no more than robots. Satan was not, or Lucifer was not, a robot. Hillel was not a robot. Gabriel nor Michael were robots. They serve God, they worship God by free will, and Lucifer did worship God for a while. You had the seal of perfection and beauty. You were in the Eden, the garden of God. Now, there's two Edens in the Bible. The Eden in the eternity past was the throne room of Lucifer, or Hillel, and then the Eden that God created on earth, which was probably the same Eden he restored it, that he put Adam in. And that was Adam's throne room. You're in Eden, the garden of God. The king of Tyre was not in Eden, the garden of God. This is talking about a different entity. It's talking about one of the sons of God. You were full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You had the seal of perfection on you. You were innocent. You were pure. You were holy and righteous when you were created. So was Adam. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The ruby, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the lapis, the lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, and the gold, and the workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you on the day that you were created. They were prepared. You were the anointed cherub who covers. The word covers there means protects. You're the one that guarded. Lucifer, or Hillel, was over the guardianship of the material creation of God. He protected it. He guarded it. It was his administration. He was the administrator over it. You are the anointed cherub who covers, who anoints, who guards, who protects, and I placed you there in Eden. Eden means a throne room. It means palace. Eden means delicacies. You are in the holy government of God, the holy mountain of God, and you walked in the midst of the stones of fire, right there in the very throne of God. He walked, where God's glory was shining and being reflected from that crystal sea, that crystal pavement below the throne of God, which is a pure diamond, reflecting all the attributes and power and glory and perfection of the God who created us and them. You were blameless in all of your ways from the day that you were created until unrighteousness became found in you. Lucifer, Hillel, became unrighteous. He was not created unrighteous. Some of the world believes that good and evil has coexisted from all eternity. Well, good and evil has coexisted from a period of time in eternity, but not from the beginning. Evil did not start with God. Evil started with Hillel. Everything was in harmony in eternity past before God. The triune God was in total harmony. And all their plans and all their purposes and all the blueprints in space and time. It was total harmony. But by the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence and you sinned, and therefore I will cast you as profane, as worthless, as refuse from the mountain, from the government, from the administration of God's kingdom. I have destroyed you, O covering cherub. There again, cherub. Cherub is an angel with wings, by the way. It's an order of angels. We know that he was probably an archangel and also a cherub. And evidently the cherubs have wings, because there's two cherubs over the Ark of the Covenant. Two cherubs. Cherubs and seraphim and teraphim, these are all orders of angels. And angels are separate from demons and spirits. Demons are fallen spirits. There are fallen angels that are called the sons of God that are fallen. Sons means creations of God. From the midst of the stones of fire, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kingdoms, basically. And the angels, there were high angels and lower angels. They were archangels. Now, Michael's called an archangel also. He's the only one that really is called an archangel. But we believe there are three orders of archangels. And the one order, at least, are cherubs, cherubim. They have wings. Why, I don't know. But they do. That they may see you. By the multitude of your sins, your iniquities, and unrighteousness of your trade and your commerce, you profaned your sanctuaries. Sanctuary is a holy place. Here in Fish Lake Valley, at Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church, this is our sanctuary that we're in right here. If we overflow, we go out there in that sanctuary. We have a sanctuary. Sometimes we have a sanctuary down by the creek. That's a place set aside for the worship and the preaching of God's Word. He profaned his sanctuary. Therefore, I have brought fire from the midst of you, and it has consumed you. I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you, and all who know you among the peoples are appalled at you. What peoples? The angel peoples. You have become terrified. You will be no more. Now let's go to Isaiah 14. Isaiah chapter 14. Now we're talking about the same person, but in Isaiah we're talking about the king of Babylon, primarily and secondarily about Lucifer or Hallel. All right, let's go here into about the 12th chapter. How we have fallen from heaven, O shining one of the morning, son of the dawn. These are some of the titles of Lucifer or Hallel before he had fallen. He was a light carrier of the earth. He was a messenger of God. All angels are messengers, but he was a special messenger of the material realm of God, the material universe. You have been cut down to earth. You have weakened the nations. He destroyed everything that was upon the earth. Now the earth is very old. I know some of you don't believe that, but the earth is very old. The evidence is against what you believe, okay? Let's just put it that way. Right up here, you know, the oldest living things in the world that's ever been discovered. They're the bristlecone pine trees, the ancient trees. The Methuselah Grove, the Patriarch Grove. These trees go back, they say, in time where it becomes eternity, 12,000 years. Some of these trees were very old when God created the heavens and the earth. Of course, they'd have to be pretty old because they were on the earth in that eternity past. Not in any space and time, but eternity past now. Those trees saw Satan fall, evidently. They're up about 12,000 feet elevation. The earth was all dirt or haaretz, or gay in Greek. It was all land and water. Now, I think some of the mountain ranges have been created since then, I'm sure, because of the division of the earth and everything. But those trees stood there before the division of the earth. Before the flood. Before Adam. They saw Adam being created by God. Years. Now you get back here where man was created, whatever, how long ago that was. We have some chronology 6,000 years or so ago. However period of time it was, those trees were standing. Those trees corrected carbon 14 dating. When they found them. By the way, those trees were discovered in 1958 when I was going to school here in Fish Lake Valley by a Professor Schulman. He cut down old trees. Some of the old trees were cut down during the gold rush and the silver rush here in Nevada and California. There's still very many old trees up there that are thousands of years old. Still alive. 4,000 to 6,000 year trees that were still alive. And then trees that show the same rings that start before them that had been dead for 2,000 years when they were germinated. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. Now, if you can just look up here behind me, I don't have a blackboard or a whiteboard or whatever you want to call it. This is considered the earth like this, round. Outside of the earth is atmosphere, is the breathing space. And up above the breathing space is the first heaven. The second heaven is where the stars and the galaxies are. And the third heaven is where the throne of God is. And he said, I will ascend up to the throne of God. And I will raise my throne above the stars of God. Now the angels are called stars of God. Also, and I will set on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. Now, we know that heaven, you go to the northest part of the earth, north, and go straight up into the third heaven. That's where it is. How are you fallen from heaven? In verse number 12, now that was the third heaven. And he says, and I will raise my throne above the stars of God in the third heaven. And in the recesses north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds of the atmosphere and above the stars. And I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrown down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit. Those who see you will graze at you and will wander and ponder over you, saying, is this not the man who made the earth to tremble, who shook the kingdoms? The earth to tremble? Who shook what kind of kingdoms? The animal kingdom? We have all types of fossils. Right over here, that way about 8 miles is the petrified forest. Back up that direction, the oldest trees, the oldest living things in the world. Back over that way is one of the largest giant sequoia, redwood trees in the world that's petrified, in that petrified forest. That goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You can go in a cave over here called Cave Springs, and you go up a cave up there in White Mountain, and you will find evidence of 6,000 years of occupation by humankind. These caves. Out in front of Cave Spring, there's a... it's up on the side of a hill. And out in front of that was ashes and coals and bones and arrow points and everything that had been there for 6,000 years. You made the world like a wilderness, a chaos. Tohu wabohu. You overthrew its dwelling places, its cities. Did not allow his prisoners to go home. Some of those angels that were with Satan were not allowed to roam the earth. Some were so dangerous, probably from Michael's realm, that they were thrown in Sheol, the place of departed spirits, and the home, Tophet, the bottomless pit. Now let's go back to the book of Job. And these are called sons of God. In Job 1 and verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came and present themselves before the Lord. Satan, the opposer, also coming among them. It was their custom to present themselves before God. The throne of God. In the 38th chapter of the book Job also, it says here, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, and I will ask you, and you instruct me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you had an understanding, who set the measurement since you know, or who stretched the line upon it? The measuring line. The level line. And what were its bases sunk, and who laid its cornerstone? Now when God created the angels and spirits in eternity past, called the sons of God, God created them before he created the creation. Because it says here that the angels, that the sons of God sang as they saw God create. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for glory. All the angels praised God when God created it. I hope this is helping you understand who the sons of God are. In the New Testament, the sons of God are called children of God. In the Old Testament, the sons of God are called angels or messengers of God. The next class, we're going to go into Genesis, the sixth chapter, and find out in space and time, during this period of time, in the age of conscience, after the curse and death, what happened right here with the sons of God? What did they do here, the sons of God? And that's what Genesis, the sixth chapter, is going to tell us. And then we're going to go other places in the Bible from there. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify You. Father, use it for Your honor and Your glory. Help people to understand Your Word. And Father, I thank You for other scholars that have taught on this subject and have exposed it to people. We are in a time right now when this is going to happen all over again. And we're going to face some of this terror. Maybe before You come back for Your people, I do not know. You know. Father, forgive me where I failed You. Bless each and every one of the people out there, all of the members of DiscoverTheWord.com, Missionary Baptist Church, or Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church, Father, and DiscoverTheWord.com, listening ministry. I pray that You bless each and every one of these and touch their lives with Your Word. Build them up and help them be witnesses for You, especially in this time. Father, glorify Yourself in this terrible, wicked, perilous times that we live in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.